Hi, and welcome to Gamercast, episode 132. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is Gamercast for the 14th of September 2008.
Oh yeah.
With us today isn't Chris.
No, he's not here. Is he at home playing WoW?
Probably, shall I find out?
Most likely.
Let's see if he's playing WoW.
The Burning Crusade.
Soon to be Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
Or as we say in WoWland, Wrath of the Lich Noob.
The Lich Noob. Don't play with the Lich Noob.
My priest level 24. My shaman level 39. My warlock level 22.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm keeping my level 39 shaman bloke and Catherine's level 39 paladin all around our sort of level for a bit, in case, like, maybe we're all online at the same time.
Cool.
Oh my god, no, he isn't online. Wow. But he must be online in this war.
He just must be online.
And if he's not online in this war, he's on another server.
Or he's eating McDonald's thinking about WoW.
Yes. He's probably downstairs crying because he can't play WoW up here.
Yeah. Right,
we've got a, remember Mr. Ho?
Ho!
Yeah, him. We've got a letter from him, he's our only letter this week. Hi guys, not listened to your show for ages. Just thought I would say it's not changed at all in 9 months. Still the same. It is a game cast. Whatever the last bit means. So yeah, he basically says the show hasn't changed at all, despite all my efforts at like making it better.
So is he trying to say we're still crap, or we're still just as good, or we're still just doing video games even though we do talk about other stuff, or he's saying he thinks we should be talking about video games more and we keep talking about other crap?
Well, there will be a big change coming next year. I mean, a real overhaul of everything. Yes. And you're helping with it as well, because you have to redo all the website. I'm leaving that in your capable hands. Nope, it'll be Gamercast version 2.
Gamercast version 2, coming to you live from Paul's bedroom.
Indeed. Hey, this is the studio.
Yeah, you sleep in the studio.
Right, so 2009. So this will take effect from the 4th of January 2009, these new changes.
Okay.
The big changes, man. We're going to have embedded album art. Oh yeah, we should have a new logo as well. So you have to help do that if we need your help.
Cool.
Because at the moment it's just me and Catherine doing it. And the problem with me doing it is it would just be like my picture I drew earlier on, which was a square with a smiley face.
Or if you get someone who can draw like me, then...
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what Catherine's done with the logo yet. Let's just ask. I'm not sure if she's doing anything or not. Right, so that's from Mr. Who 101. So that's cool. We haven't heard from him for a while, so it's always good to hear from our old school listeners like Robin and the bloke who's in the mafia with the pants.
He's cut the mafia's pants. Have you heard that there's like some mafia up north or something like that now?
There's mafia up north.
Yeah.
Where are they from? Italy?
No. Somewhere in Lancashire or something like that.
This is a Lancashire mafia.
Something like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's freaky. No, reading in the newspaper.
If they want to sponsor the show, we can tell everyone about how good they are.
Yeah. Gamercast, sponsored by organized crime.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, that could be our new tagline. Well, at least it's organized, you know. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's crack on with... stuff. No, she hasn't done anything with logo. Okay, fair enough. First bit of news is Halo 4 related.
Halo 4! Yeah, plenty of rumours going around with the fact of...
Plenty of rumours, no actual facts, but never mind.
Yeah, plenty of rumours, no actual facts, with the fact of that E3 was limited by the fact of no Bungie appearing, yet they were there at Leipzig or something like that, with the announcement of some more maps and stuff like that.
Deutschland über alle.
For Halo 3. But some more rumours have come out that there will be a Halo 4. A lot of people were disappointed by the fact that...
don't bother doing Halo 4.
Microsoft and Bungie were no longer connected, and Bungie were going off to go back to their roots as a independent company.
Fair enough. Bungie had done their job, and Microsoft spun them loose.
Yeah.
End of a good friendship.
There was no more to be made from it.
Which is not the end of a good friendship at all. Bungie wanted their independence back.
Yeah.
And Microsoft said, yeah, look, that's cool, you've done an excellent job, and they put Bungie out on a long leash. Unlike Ensemble, which they had shut down. But that's coming up later on.
Yeah. So, from the looks of it, it looks like, what was the company called again?
Bungie.
Gearbox.
Gearbox Software. Responsible for doing Half-Life Opposing Force, and maybe Blue Shift, as well as the Halo port to PC. They've also done Brothers in Arms. So, you know, they're a good studio. They do some good stuff.
Rumorville is basically kicking up that they will be producing out the next Halo game. Yeah. But they have not denied this. They have not said...
They've not denied it. No, they simply said, we do not comment on rumours. We do not comment on this. We do not comment on that.
Yeah.
My name is Steve Jobs. I wear a turtleneck.
For ages, when people said that they wore a turtleneck, I actually thought it was some sort of...
Turtle.
Yeah. The next made out of turtle skin. Freshly ground turtle. No, that didn't look good. But,
Meh. People just... It's rumours. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if they're making a game, fine. If they're not, I don't really care.
A lot of people...
The fact of the matter is, all I play at the moment is World of Warcraft, Civilization 4, and...
Crisis when you get on it. Spore.
Yeah, I still need... Spore, not touch Spore in a week.
I haven't touched Spore in a week, actually, either.
It's like, meh, I can't be bothered. Meh. Yeah.
The good thing I like about...
Dude!
Yeah.
Spore comes up later in the show.
Yeah. Support comes up later in the show. But yeah.
Show notes. Order.
With Halo, I think...
The organised crime syndicate won't appreciate this.
Yeah, I'm going to get my knuckles bashed. Yeah, I think a lot of people were thinking that there might be a Halo 4 with the fact that Master Chief was, you know, he'd gone back on ice sort of thing. But in some respects, that's where he was when the series cracked open. So to get him back to that position is kind of like a nice way of rounding it up, saying... He could be back at any moment, but it's exactly the same before. He's fought wars we've not seen before in the past, and then eventually ended up this happening to him. He went into stasis, and he was cracked back out again when this happened. So it's kind of like saying, yeah, he probably does get cracked back open, but they might not make a game about it. Or that might be the movie, because they are pushing on about the movie a lot more, because I found out that the movie was actually going to be directed by the guy who does Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy. And he was working on the project in pre-production, and actually has been put on the shelf because he was asked to do... because he was looking at it with Peter Jackson, and now both of them have gone on to do The Hobbit. So Halo's been kind of...
Already, they're doing The Hobbit, are they?
Yeah, they're doing The Hobbit. So Halo's been shelved.
Are they going to do that really in the same sort of style as Lord of the Rings, or are they going to like try and separate it out a bit?
I think it's going to be similar sort of thing, because it's going to be done by Weta and stuff like that, so you're going to get that feel, but obviously they're going to try and push it further back to that bit.
So are they actually going to sell it as Lord of the Rings, or are they just going to sell it as The Hobbit?
It's going to be The Hobbit. It's not going to be Lord of the Rings Hobbit. It's not going to try and be a sequel to Lord of the Rings. It's going to be the film Hobbit, but it's not going to be directed by Peter Jackson. He's producing it. This guy, I can never say his name, who did Hellboy and Pan's Labyrinth, will be directing The Hobbit, but obviously it's going to be done in...
talking about Halo.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, once this is out, he probably will go back to working on the Halo movie.
Oh, for God, give me 500 quid, I'll produce a goddamn Halo film. Adam, paint yourself green.
Trust me, the Elite Edition of... the Epic Edition of Halo 3. That helmet will not fit on my head no matter how hard I push. I cannot...
Just use your Darth Vader helmet and paint it green. We've only got 500 quid, Adam. We can't afford an epic Halo edition. That's 100 quid of our budget.
When it's close up in headshots, it has to be a headshot, and I'll kind of hold it here and go, yeah, I've got a gun, yeah.
No, what we do is we use the Darth Vader thing for long distance shots,
yeah,
and wherever it goes to a close up, we just use in-game footage.
Yeah, or I'll pull my t-shirt over my head and try and balance the Halo helmet on top of my head. I have it on straps.
Yeah, damn, yes. Look,
my neck bends really far.
That'd be good, man. Let's do that.
But yeah, still
there you
rumors.
Go, Microsoft. We'll make your Halo film. 500 quid, that's all we need. We might be able to stretch it out for 10 minutes as well.
If there is going to be another Halo game, it's going to be at the end of this generation's consoles. I wouldn't be surprised by the time it ever gets out. Unless something is happening behind closed doors and...
I'm not really bothered until they actually announce something.
Yeah.
Skate details.
Yeah, Skate 2.
Your favourite skate game.
Yeah, Skate 2.
Which is a skateboarding game for those who don't know what the word skate means.
This is adding on from skate. Where the last one left off.
Well, it's just a crappy skateboarding game, dude.
Yeah, but the good thing about it is it's so intuitive, the controls. It is so much better to actually control. For the fact it's the first skateboarding game that doesn't have a jump button, for Christ's sake, it's the best thing ever. Because no one can jump on a skateboard, you ollie, so you just have a stick and you move forwards, you move backwards, and you ollie. It's great.
I can jump. I press my A button.
They still know exactly. One thing that is quite cool about it is that they still talk about the ability to be able to hop off your board. Yeah. And there's one thing it's like reading here in this article, you'd be able to push things around. It's one thing that was key missing in the other one, because it was so good. The only thing that really stuck out as a sore thumb was the fact you couldn't get off your skateboard, because the rest of it was so good. Being able to grind just standard curbs, you could, if you hit something wrong, you'd fall off and everything like that. You just, there were certain points where you were kind of like, I'm stuck, and you were like tic-tac-toeing to try and get back round. You kind of like, actually, I've got to go all the way down these steps and go skateboard all the way around the street because I want to go back there because it's in the wrong angle. And if I twitch too far, I'm going to fall off this ledge, because you can't do one thing, get off your board. Well, now they're trying to push towards getting off your board and being able to move objects around, so you'd be able to get off your skateboard and you'd see this park bench and you'd slide it over towards some rails so that you could grind this rail, then jump over it or grind onto the back of the bench. So it allows a bit more realism of what you would do skating, instead of this whole, let's try and skateboard and jump really high and grind the top of this building and try and catch as many letters as I can to spell out the word Tony Hawk is the best man in the world. You know, it's none of that. It is just what you do skateboarding. You know, I'm getting to the age now where I hit the ground and I don't bounce anymore, and it hurts for a while, and I really bleed and I swear a lot, and I don't bounce like I did when I was a teenager. So I do go out on my board now and again when it's sunny and I've got a chance, but this just allows me to carry on skateboarding. Yeah, and do things I can't do on the skateboard. One of my mates, Stu, who I used to skateboard with, he loves that. He either likes racing or that, and we go on the Nürburgring on Forza for a couple of goes, and then we'll play skateboarding and try and do the beat each other on tricks on a rail for ages. This is looking really good. One of the good thing of features about it is they're pushing towards similar to like what I was saying with Forza, it being a great game, customizing tags and logos and stuff for your clothing and stuff like that, just putting an extra bit of customization into it. But graphically looking amazing, definitely one that I'll be waiting for. Warhammer Online.
Dude, we missed something out.
You've missed something out. Oh, so much.
Ensemble. Studios. Goodbye.
Okay.
People responsible for Age of Empires, Age of Mythology, and also Halo Wars.
They're out.
Will be dissolved when Halo Wars is finished.
Really? What's happening to them? The company's closing down, or they're being brought into another company? They're closing down, people are quitting.
Dissolves, you know, then everyone will probably get jobs at Microsoft, but...
Hell.
Well, yeah. Well, let's face it. The latest lot of Halo Wars footage did look a bit crap. And, you know, Age of Empires 3, although it was good, it didn't really add anything new, apart from the stupid card game bit, which was like, meh. So yeah, they're being dissolved, and rumors say about half the staff will just go to Microsoft, like Microsoft proper.
Okay.
But I can't say that's, you know, shocking. Because, you know, Microsoft have been trying to get out of the first party game development thing. Mm. They just don't want to be, you know. They've got other areas of the business they really need to focus on. And the Xbox is, let's face it, doing rather well. So they just hand game development over to third parties and concentrate on the platform development, which is what Microsoft's strong suit always has always been, the platform development.
Yeah.
Speaking of platform development, I want the fall update. Damn, I'm sounding like an American. I call it the fall update. I want the autumn update. That's better.
That's better. Which fall. I can't
have. What the
have,
hell is fall?
Because I still got a dead Xbox.
Dude, it's under warranty.
I think I've had it over a year, though.
It's under... What's wrong with it?
Three red lights.
It's under warranty. 3 year warranty. Three red lights, you get 3 years. You get four, you've got 4 years. Oh, wait, it's just the AV cable.
Yeah.
I know what they should do for the new model. Instead of having three red lights, they should put like an LED status display on it so it can have scrolling text. This console has broken. You have three red lights. That'd be good. You can have one panel on the front of the machine dedicated to like failures. Speaking of failures, when's mine gonna fail? Hurry up. Fail quickly now while it's still under warranty. I want my HDMI port. Yeah, I ain't buying one for HDMI port. And that one just, I turn it on, like, one day, come on, come on, come on, come on. It just keeps going.
Yeah,
Die, I want HDMI port.
Right, next on the
list. Actually, I don't really give a toss anymore. It's like, I never use it. I have to go downstairs and, you know, turn it on, turn the telly on, turn the speakers on, press a bunch of buttons on the TV, press a bunch of buttons on the speaker, and it's just like, I could have completed Crysis by the time I've done all that.
Sarah is more niffed about the Xbox dying than I am, actually, because I was niffed when it died because I was actually trying to play Skate at the time and it just died on me. But it was more in the sense of Sarah uses the Xbox more than the PS3 because she likes the fact that there's a DVD remote with that one. I haven't got the DVD remote for the PS3 yet. There's no
the
point.
PS3 remote is like, I don't know what it is with Sony remote controls, but they're fucking terrible, aren't they?
I know,
they've got like a billion it's like, you know, the Xbox One, well, I don't have it up here, but you know, like the Media Center one, it's,
yeah,
you've got
slim
nice
lines,
it's,
yeah,
it's like all broken down into segments and colored.
There
and
is actually there is
all that, and the PS3 remote controls are just like 20 lines of four buttons each. It's just a big pile of buttons.
There is one problem with it. There's no infrared port on a PS3, so the remote is actually Bluetooth.
Oh god.
So you don't actually point it at the TV. You could do what you want with it and pause. So you could have it in your back pocket, go to the toilet, go, shit, I have to hit pause, so you go like that and pause it. That's all great,
except the battery life.
The problem is
you've got a remote control, batteries last for years. You've got Bluetooth something or other, you've got a couple of months.
Yeah, no, that's not the problem. You ready for the problem? You sit on it
and it breaks.
And you're playing you're playing Gears of War
on a PS3.
No, on your on an Xbox.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you see loads of lights power up because you've just sat on the PS3 remote because it powers up the PlayStation.
Well, user error. You shouldn't have sat on it, should you?
Yeah. He said it is the only problem with it is the fact that it doesn't even have to be anywhere near the damn thing to power it up. And I said, well, it won't affect me because I was turning mine off at the back. But Sarah likes using it because we don't actually use the Xbox 360 as a DVD player. We use the HD drive that sat between my DVD player and the Xbox. We actually use that as a DVD player because I don't want her, because if she watches a lot of DVDs, I don't want her ejecting and unejecting the damn drive out the back of the Xbox.
You've got an Elite Xbox, haven't you?
Yeah.
As of yesterday, we had one Elite left in stock. We do, however, have Wii's in stock. If you want a Wii... Wii?
No.
Oh god, the amount of people coming in asking for Wii's, it's, I don't know what the problem is. People just think they're so cool, and it's like, if you actually owned one, you'd be like, meh. Meh.
If I had the time to play on it, it's an alright
thing. The sad thing is, you know, they it's cool for a couple of weeks, and then it's just meh.
I think they're not cool for gamers, I think they're alright for everyone else.
Meh.
It's a lower end gaming thing for people.
Meh.
But anyway,
you know,
I
what?
Need to get it replaced.
Meh is going to be the episode. What this episode would be famous for?
No.
How many times I say meh?
Yeah.
Spore, meh. Assemble, meh. Halo, meh. Skate, meh. Meh.
Warhammer Offline.
Warhammer, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Warhammer.
Yep, it's out on the 18th. We made Gary at work.
18th, so that's Friday.
Yeah. No, Thursday.
Is that Europe?
Yes.
It's out on a Thursday.
It's out on a Thursday.
In Europe?
Yes.
In the UK?
I know it is the 18th is a Thursday because it's Sarah's birthday.
I think you're wrong. I don't think that's going to.
Go on, go check.
No, I can't be bothered to check, but you're wrong.
Anyway, yeah, so that's...
So can I start downloading this game now, ready to buy it, or what?
I don't think so. I think if you had the beta, you've got to download it, otherwise...
Well, the thing is, if they have everyone trying to, like... So I take it there is a download option. Because I assume the beta was a downloadable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So is, can I, like, you know...
I think if you pre-order it, you can download the content beforehand or not. I don't know. I think they're going to have issues like when WoW first probably kicked in that everyone's going to be downloading.
Well, it's not so much a content, but it's...
There probably isn't going to be that much of download. You
know, if they're selling it on places like Steam or, you know, Direct to Drive, or are they doing things like that?
I think it's all going to be off CD first go around and then patch
it.
So
there's no way you actually download it and have a play with it. There's any trial versions?
No, because it's massive multiplayer online. So
a trial version?
No.
There's trial versions in WoW.
Yeah, but WoW's been out for a while. It's a tester to get people in there. I imagine there will be once it's been out for a little while to get people in.
I don't care about Warhammer. Meh.
But anyway, we watched the new CG sequence.
Which was a complete waste of time. Because it doesn't show what the game's like at all.
No. We could watch it.
But it looks cool.
Yeah.
They're trying to do a Blizzard. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Although the only thing it reminds me of is Return of the King, where they're storming the whatever the place is called.
I do the warg, the little blokies in the little pink things, because I thought they just followed him around. I didn't realize he summons them and then hits them over the head to get bigger and bigger, and then he screams at it and it eats him, and he sits inside the mouth, holds onto the fangs, and rides it from inside. I thought that was quite cool. I kind of hope that you could do that in the game, because it's kind of like you've already got like a mount to a certain respect.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's out on 18, so I imagine many WoW players...
The Warcraft orcs are much nicer looking. Those ones just look fucking scary.
Yeah, this is the whole point. They're a lot more scary in those ones. The orcs in this are bad guys. They are just lean, mean fighting
it's
machines.
It's not easy being green.
Where orcs in WoW were a...
Fun. They're cool, man.
You know, they are goodies from their perspective, and they were shat on and used as a warrior race to fight against whoever would get in the way of the Burning Legion. So, you know, they were shamanistic tribal people beforehand, and they did get pissed off quite easily, but they were kind of nice to each other. These weren't. These...
It's not easy being green.
In Warhammer universe, the orcs would actually rule the entire planet and the whole entire universe in 40k if they could actually organize themselves. The actual ability to not communicate is pretty much the only thing that stops them from being the dominant species ever, because they are like the best warriors ever, but they're completely stupid as anything.
So one of these dudes would survive like a missile hitting them, like a giant humongo missile with like this 2,000 kilogram warhead on it. Could they survive that?
No. Well, cockroach could.
Then they're going to fail.
See, that's what they need to do. Cockroaches. They need cockroaches in Warhammer.
What's a cockroach going to do?
You see a little man, he's painting the cockroach. He's like, oh my god, my eyes are bleeding.
How's a cockroach going to do anything?
It can survive nuclear blasts.
Can it survive my 2,000 kilogram warhead? Of course it can't survive a nuclear blast. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, they can.
No, it can't.
Yeah, cockroaches will rule the world and we blow each other up.
Oh, God, no, it won't. You've been reading too many stupid television bollocks. Reading too many television.
I read.
Damn your television.
Stop reading the TV. Yeah, so that's Warhammer. It's out next week.
No, seriously, the thing is, they're quite resistant to radiation. Because, like, so, you know, certain strains of bacteria, they can really rebuild their DNA, but they're not going to survive, you know,
the blast, because it's
a quarter of a million degree temperatures, are they?
Yeah, it's not the they'd be able to survive the radiation, but the initial blast of what the
low dose, you know, well, moderate doses of radiation.
But the initial blast is not about radiation to kill people. It's all about the fact that you vaporize everything on the spot and you knock buildings over, and the explosion is to do the damage. And then whoever doesn't get hit by the explosion will have to try and survive the radiation and not do very well with it. From layman's terms, of course.
Radiation is just one of the negative aspects of all.
Yeah.
Which is why you need to use a new type of bomb. The ones in StarCraft. Speaking of StarCraft... Oh, wait, that's not in the show notes. So what else you got to say about this Warhammer thing?
No, it's out next week. I imagine a lot of people will be jumping across from WoW to give it a go to see what is new and if anything
jumping
is different.
Across from WoW.
And we will see if it's any good. If the WoW players don't like it, they will go back, and I don't see it being much of a success, because if you don't play WoW already, you most likely are not going to go ahead and play this. You're going to have a bit of a following of people who are Warhammer fans and play World of Warcraft because it's the next best thing.
Lots of people will go to Warhammer.
Yeah.
From a technical point of view, there's no doubt in my mind that Warhammer is the far superior game. How it actually pans out,
it all depends on people's whether they're willing to go across or not. I don't think you're going to get many people going into it fresh unless they're Warhammer fans and they've never played WoW and they're like, "Ooh, actually this is enough to make me want to play it." Bar that, if you weren't in the mood to play WoW, you're most likely not going to be in the mood to play this. So,
well, no, you either play online RPGs or you don't.
Yeah. So I,
because, you know, let's face it, there is a monthly fee, and some people will just say no.
You're going to have a small percentage of people who are like Warhammer fans, and they're going to be like, "Oh, actually, this is enough to convert me. I'm going to go over." Then you're going to get the WoW fans who are like, "I've got hit level 70. Wrath's taking too long. I've got plenty of money to waste. I'm going to play this for a while because it's something different," and get hooked, or not get hooked, and they'll jump straight back across as soon as Wrath is out. And you might get those people who are sick to death of WoW because they've been playing it non-stop for God knows how long, and they're ready to move on to something different, and they've got loads of level 70s and they can't be bothered with it anymore. And they might have been Warhammer fans. I must admit, I still got my doubts because I do like playing WoW and I don't know if I'm ready to go across yet.
The trouble it has is everyone's playing WoW.
Yeah.
If you're an online RPG, you've got WoW. So the thing is, getting all your... If I wanted to play Warhammer, I'd go over to it and I'd be playing by myself.
Yeah, if
you're not playing it, Chris isn't playing it, Cameron's not playing it, my sister's not playing it, I don't know anybody else to play with.
Yeah, where if all of a sudden you were here and your sister and Chris came over and said, "We've just bought Warhammer," and then you got a message off there.
It's getting your friends to go over and play it with you. That's the stumbling block. Simply because so many people play WoW.
I am very tempted to wait for a trial to come out to then have a go at it because
test the trial out.
I don't know if I'm willing to waste that much money for a game that I'm only going to get 30 days free playing and then decide that was a waste of money and I'll play it again.
Spore, I'll get 2 days.
But, yeah. It's out on the 18th. I must admit, my mate Gary's going to buy it. I'm going to try and convince him to let me go over his house and have a go on it to see what I think.
They need a trial version.
Yeah,
because I ain't buying a game if I don't know what it's like.
Right,
you've got some whacking thing to talk about.
Yeah, as everyone knows, I've got a new toy. I've got a MacBook Pro.
Dude,
and
it's not a toy. A toy is a sub £100 item.
Okay, I got an expensive toy, and I've redone all my desks so that I've dual monitored between the Dell 24-inch and the MacBook, and I've moved the Dell across, and I've got my desk now hooked up to my drawing board, so my drawing board and my desk are in like an L shape, so I can sit in the corner and draw on my Wacom tablet. And then I found out that there's no drivers for the Mac. There's no drivers for the PC either, because
Windows Vista has the drivers built in.
Yes, but I won't be able to use it on Photoshop. So I'm kind of like...
Catherine does, without any issues.
Right. Yeah, but I don't have
PC. So stop trying to make it seem like it's gloomy on the PC side.
But I went on Wacom's website and they have no drivers for this.
Oh, yes, they do. There's drivers.
Not for the model I've got.
Yes, they are.
They've replaced the model with a Bamboo.
Just because your crappy Safari web browser doesn't show them.
I don't have Safari.
Just because your crappy Firefox browser
doesn't
show them.
Firefox 3!
Well, yeah, Firefox 2 is shit on it.
Yeah, exactly.
At least, like I say to people, Firefox 3 is a decent browser.
So this has kind of made me think, maybe rethink about getting a new one. I have been thinking of getting a new one because mine is tiny. The workspace is round about that.
So it's a really old school, like 1970s jobby.
I've had it since I went to uni.
So about 6 months ago.
It's a good 5 years old.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that icon. It's a cat with it looks like a leopard with a pair of headphones on, and he's kind of jigging his head backwards and forwards.
Yeah, there's actually a full video of that where he's like dancing around as well, I think.
I just want that as an icon. That'd be cool. Yeah. So I've had a look at the new Wacom tablets, and can you go to the Wacom tablet? Or do you want to save the kitty cat? Yeah, so there's a full range of Wacom tablets, but one range, which is, I can't even pronounce this, what is it? Cintiq,
I'd pronounce it as.
Yeah, Cintiq series, which come in a 21-inch and I don't know what, I think
12-inch. Oh, no, that's a Q, not an A.
Yeah, it's a Q.
Cintiq.
Yeah, Cintiq. Yes, that's it, actually, that's what it is called. The Cintiq, you've got Cintiq 12WX and Cintiq 2 something. Their logo is actually covering up what it actually is. The Cintiq 2 is basically a 21-inch tablet PC monitor for your computer on a full swivel arm, allowing you to rotate the whole thing around like having a large A3 notepad and being able to swivel the whole thing around to do your drawing on. The Cintiq 12WX is on a stand, making it not as maneuverable, but you can spin it once you take the stand down and lay it flat. But having something like that, you'd be able to put it on a drawing board or put it on your lap. You'd be able to shove it in your bag with your laptop and take it somewhere, where the Cintiq 2, you wouldn't be able to take that much anywhere with you. That one would probably be for your desktop. Yeah. It does a nice feature with having dual screen mobility, of the fact that you can click a button and start using it as a standard PC tablet controlling to your other monitor, where you can have all your tools set up and a larger picture of what you're drawing. And then you click again and you go back to drawing on that picture of more zoomed up, and you're colouring in, painting, you know.
Basically what it is, it's a monitor with a built-in
tablet PC
keyboard. Well, no, the interface is, the computer has the interface.
Yeah.
That's just a monitor with a mouse in the form of a pen.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I'm looking at one for doing for my artwork. They are expensive. The large 21-inch one is round about...
Is that it? I thought that was 27. That's only 21.
Yeah, it's only about that.
Dude, that's 24.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
It's about the size of that, but obviously it comes in a bit smaller. There's pictures of it on YouTube. We'll have a look in it. But yeah, they're...
How much is it?
That one, the big one, is 1,000...
What?
And something. Yeah, it's £1,200.
A 21-inch monitor with a Wacom tablet behind the screen, and they're charging that much money for it.
Yeah. Or like we were discussing about the prices of tablet PCs, they're expensive. Now, I've had a look on the internet.
500 quid, maybe. 300 quid would be more realistic.
Yes.
Come on, Wacom, get real.
Yeah, they are still expensive for what they are. The Cintiq 12WX is actually... you see it most places in shops for around about 800 quid, but you can pick
800 quid, you can buy a tablet PC for that price.
You can pick one up for around about 600 on the internet quite easily.
12-inch screen. My tablet there's a 12-inch screen.
Yeah.
You can buy one of those for about 800, 900 pounds. What planet are they on? And when you buy one of my tablet PCs, you actually get a PC.
Yeah. Where the
forget, we're not... Oh, what a waste of money. There.
I like it for the fact that you're getting what you have on a tablet PC, but the...
Why don't you just get a tablet PC?
The raw power of it is what's on your desktop PC.
Right. Well, I really love the way you spun that with your marketing line. The raw power is you've already got a desktop PC, which also costs £1,000.
Yes.
Right. So basically, this thing doesn't have any power whatsoever. It just uses something else.
It's an interface tool.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
You're not allowed one. I'm telling Sarah, you're not allowed one.
Don't get on her side of things. But yeah, I'm liking that. So
what's her message right now? Sarah, damn it, I don't have one.
Get me in trouble.
Yes. Adam's spending money.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get one because I'm looking at going snowboarding after Christmas. So
you can't have both, Adam.
No, I can't have both. So I'm looking at probably getting one that's probably around about 160 quid or something like that, which looks the same. It's basically, it's a 12-inch one, but it doesn't have the monitor thing built in, so it'll be that sort of size. And I will use my Dell 24-inch monitor.
Hey, if you don't want that anymore, I'll have it.
Oh, I'm dual screen at the moment.
Is it the same as this, or is it the newer model which has a funny stand?
It's got the funny stand, which is perfect because basically I've got it sat like that in the corner. So I've got it going that way and that way on the very edge of the table, swung round. And I've got my drawing board to the left.
I've been toying with the idea of getting a second monitor, but if I got a second monitor, I want it to look exactly the same as that. Same sort of stand, same sort of finish around the edge, everything.
Yeah,
if
you look on eBay, see if they do any more like that. Well,
these were replaced by the newer ones, which had the funny, shaped stand. And that would bug me. I look at it and think, those monitors don't match. Those monitors don't match. I'm not using that monitor anymore. And then I just,
you'd end up replacing the monitor.
Well, I suppose Catherine can have one, but I don't want to spend like £900 getting two new monitors.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to just have dual monitors.
Apparently Catherine says we have to get to level 40 tonight. So if you want to play some WoW tonight, we could play some WoW tonight. Because I've been playing as my priest, because at 39, the two matches of PvP I've done, I came out on top on all of them because my shaman just goes in there and fucking pwns everyone. So it's a good experience, but getting to 40 means, and plus Amberlin and that lot, their odds were 39, so yeah. Right, Apple released iTunes 8 the other day.
Anything new on it?
It's got some sort of thing where it sort of auto-generates playlists. So, it picks out of your music collection like similar artists and will make a playlist for you. But the Zune, the Zune can do that, but it can go across the whole...
What's happened with the Zune? I waited ages for that Zune.
Oh, mate, Zune for the win. The last Zune update is really fucking kicked ass.
Are they out in this country?
No.
Exactly. I waited ages.
It's North America, but that doesn't matter.
You going to get one?
No. What I'm waiting for them is to release the Zune for one of my phones. That's what I'm waiting for. There's a secret announcement coming up on the 16th.
Okay.
And, probably close to a year ago, I had a survey come through from Microsoft asking what I would like. And one of the options was to be able to use a mobile phone as a Zune. And it's like a billion... They did their big announcement last week with all the new Zune 120 stuff. The Zune version 3, so buying things wirelessly and buying things directly off a radio. And, lots of crazy things like that. And also this playlist feature where... if you subscribe to the Zune thing for $15 a month, you can just listen to whatever you want. Subscription based rather than buy money. iTunes money, pay more money. And it will actually generate playlists from everything. So it'll take artists which you've never heard of and, it'll go.
Last.fm.
Yeah. And that's really cool. So they did all those announcements, which was revolutionary compared to what Apple announced, which was they were getting rid of the fat nano and having a thin nano again.
Yeah, they've gone to the thin nano, which has got a motion sensor in it for turning left and right.
And you can shake it to shuffle it. Nice one. They should put the flipping motion sensor in the hard drive ones as well. Oh no, it's...
Give me random!
Oh no, I've just broken it.
That is actually going to be really crap. Because loads of people have the nano for one thing. It's one of the lightest but largest capacity iPods you can get, and you can put it on a strap on your wrist and you're going jogging. It's like, yay, we're going to listen to this playlist, bit of this, and you're listening to it, it's like, right, this track should be coming on, and then all of a sudden classical music kicks in. It's like, what the hell, and you realise you've just run off and you've shuffled.
Well, the thing is, they got rid of, because those square iPod
Nanos
from last year, the square fat ones really look shit. They fixed last year's problem with those, and they've added the gimmicky feature, and that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, they released iTunes 8 as well, which was a massive flop. And if don't install it, whatever you do, do not install it, because people installed it on their computers, they plugged their iPhone in on their iPod, and bang, blue screen of death. Why? Because iTunes decided to put loads of kernel mode drivers in as well as QuickTime and all the other junk it installs, and there was a problem with the kernel mode drivers and they would just crash your system. Gone. Kaput. So they had to release an update with the old driver in it, because the new one breaks the computers. So that's, it's nice to see how well Apple flip and test that stuff.
Nothing won't affect me, but...
Nothing won't affect me, no, because my computer sucks. Right. So yeah, iTunes 8, big flop, avoid it, and if you do need it, get the one with the old driver. Right. The driver which doesn't crash your computer. And then Apple tried to blame it on Hewlett-Packard as well. If you've got HP driver installed at the same time, it will go wrong. The fact that Apple don't do any fucking beta testing, you know, something like that should have been caught a month ago. In a beta program of, 10,000 people. But no, Apple don't do beta testing, so they just chuck it out, and then it breaks 10 million computers. Nice going. Nice going, boneheads.
Right.
Another excuse why I don't have Apple software on my computer. So yeah, the new Zune stuff is really cool. So the features include 120 gig models now. They bumped up the flash models as well in capacity from like whatever they were to like whatever. They're cheap as well. Well, they're comparable price to the iPod. But the new Zune software looks cool, and you can, because it's got a built-in FM tuner as well, unlike a certain other device like the iPod, which doesn't have a radio.
I've never listened to radio.
No, you don't listen to a radio because your fucking iPod doesn't have one. If it did have one, you'd listen to it.
No.
So yeah, but you can basically be listening to the radio, and you can tag a song to download. And if you're in a Wi-Fi hotspot, it will go and download that song for you, or it will download it when you get back to your computer and plug it in. So that's cool. And like I said, there's this other announcement coming up on the 16th, which hopefully would be like a Zune player for like that. So that'd be the ultimate like way of getting out there. Because the Zune player also supports games and all that, so it'd be like a whole platform which you could just put on a Windows mobile device. And hey.
Which normally you wouldn't be able to have your phone wouldn't actually be able to handle that sort of update, but your new one being so meaty and powerful, it'll be able to.
Well, the thing is, it's only playing music or running these little games, so it's not exactly heavy. Let me just show you a picture of the new Zunes. They haven't really changed the look of the hardware much. But, let's see, we've got some right here. Ooh, a new software update for the iPhone. Oh, so they've released a new color as well, blue. Whoopie-doo-dah.
The interface looks very similar to your phone.
Interface is what it's always been like. They haven't really changed that. So yeah, that's all the new features. So there's loads of new features on there. Supports audio books from Audible and places like that now. It comes with some games. It comes with Hexic and Texas Hold'em. That's fun. It's got channels and things like that.
Cool.
So yeah, 4 gig models, $130. So actually, Zune version 3 actually look quite good, because you can buy directly over Wi-Fi now.
But obviously, you're not going to get them.
Well, I don't really listen to that much music anyway.
And you don't listen to much music on the go either.
No, I've got my phone, but it's not like I carry headphones around, because I don't want to look like a fucking twat, right? Spore.
Spore.
What are your new thoughts on Spore? Hang on, let me clarify that. I don't mean to say that everyone who walks around with headphones is a twat. That was not. I look like a twat when I have headphones in. Right. Okay.
Just to clarify that.
Because I use these.
Yeah, I have heard of those.
I use my high-end, decent quality ones.
I haven't played it in a little while. I must admit, after I got to the point that I got to when we last did the show. It's, I think because of the things that disappointed me on it, I just not got back into it. I was thinking about playing it, actually, and I was thinking, right, I want to go in and try and make the Millennium Falcon as my ship and use some of those cheats that we found to just give myself a little bit more of an edge to make it more enjoyable instead of, oh my god, this is actually painful because I didn't want to do this. This is not what I wanted to do at the end of the game. But yeah, part of me feels like they should have thrown more in, because it feels like it gets it over and done with too quick. This whole not being able to buy DNA points and actually buying them for your brain and evolving your brain, which would have been quite cool to give you more abilities as you do it, but you lose certain abilities as you do it. So as you become more intelligent, you can't use certain items of your body, so you evolve into more of an upright character sort of thing. And it, you know, the ability of saying, right, if you wanted to
brain points,
4 days,
how I spend money on brain points,
you know, 4 days later you're still hardcoring in the creature section, and you're not spent any on your DNA points on your brain thing because you're too busy ruling the world as this four-legged cow creature with spines sticking out of its head, and you didn't want to evolve yet. But it's the fact that if you're not careful, you're trying to get all this stuff to unlock DNA points and other things to get evolved in, and because you're kicking ass at the game at the same time, all of a sudden you're like, oh right, so I've got to this bit.
I was actually enjoying that, and now it's all over and done with.
Yeah, fair enough, you can carry on playing, but you feel like, well, you're telling me that I've got to the end, I need to carry on, and you're constantly reminding me by pointing an arrow at the button that I've got to click to evolve. So yeah, it feels like, as good as it is, and the fact that there is such a massive universe to try and conquer, explore, and you know, that probably will last a long time, that park, the rest of the game feels like a short interlude building up to you being a character in a spaceship trying to take over the universe. And it feels too top heavy. Like, there's not much content at the beginning, and it builds up, and then the space stage and everything else follows after the space stage. And it just feels slightly out of balance. At least Sims, what you got at the beginning is what you get all the way through. You just get a bigger house eventually. You either get more debt, or you end up in the cuckoo house, or you might have a kid and stuff like that. And it, from
The Sims is a better game.
Yeah. Better balanced. That's the problem. It's not balanced, this game.
The Sims. I never thought I'd hear myself say that. The Sims.
If
the stupid game where the stupid characters can't even fucking walk around a sofa without getting stuck.
Okay. Right.
Sims 2 wasn't too bad in that respect, but Sims 1 was terrible.
Cell stage. Fair enough. I got no grumble with the amount of time it takes to go through that. But the other stages, fair enough, I was trying to get through them quick, because all I wanted to do was actually get through the game to see
all I wanted to do was have my Millennium Falcon and pretend to be Han Solo.
Yeah. But looking at it now, I think there should have been more content in the other stages.
Well, this is what I have to say about it. Content? What content? There's nothing there. There's no meat on the bones, man. It's just bones.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. You go play it. You know, and how it was originally portrayed is you have control over what you're going to spend your DNA points on each generation, and you can cut back on your features of spending your points on and put some of that money towards your brain, and over, you know, several generations you build up the brain and it's all under your control. Now you go around and you do stuff. You either kill other species in the creature stage,
Or you make friends,
which, no offense, is lame. Mm. And, you know, the bar along the bottom would just go up as you keep doing that. I mean, another problem is it's so limited. You know, you can have four legs, but you don't run any faster than if you have two legs. You can have one leg and run as fast as you have six legs. Mm. Because it doesn't work how you'd expect it to work. And, you know, all the bits of the body you can buy have a points value associated with them, and all the legs are like one point speed.
Mm.
But it doesn't stack. So yeah. Having two legs doesn't mean you've got twice as many points as having one leg. It's, you've got legs, and so you've got one speed point, and it's like, what? And so there's no depth or anything there. It's just
But yet
you could go through the whole creature stage without having to bother doing another generation.
Yet there's...
And the thing is,
no flying ability.
I don't really care about that, to be honest. And the other problem in the creature stage is you can never be the top dog.
Mm.
You can never, like,
because you've got those epic creatures going
you
around.
You can never play it for like 6 hours, like 10 times longer than like most people would play it, and spend loads of these points on getting a really powerful body and taking over and kicking everyone's ass. You just can't do it because the world scales up around you.
Yeah, the only way.
And it's like, what's the point of doing it?
The only way you can...
It's like, meh.
Yeah, the only way you
I'm
can
just
do
playing
it,
the creature stage because it's in the way of doing something else.
Well, I found out the only way you can do it is if... You know that cheat where you can say...
Add DNA.
And it doesn't do anything. If you actually do it in the game, it won't do anything. What you have to do is go to the creature creator section. So you have to go to want to mate, get your creature ready to evolve, and then you have to type it in constantly to get... Because Gary did it, and he ended up creating a thing, and it's got spines on every square inch of it with these two eyes and these two little short legs. And it's just a giant hedgehog. But there's no way of actually ever being able to create that, because you'll never collect that many DNA points, because you'll always get to the end of that section too quickly.
So yeah, you have and to cheat the, to actually... the other thing is, you actually have to pick up the parts.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
And if you want all the parts, you've got to actually start again and choose where you want to start from the other section.
It's just, oh, God.
And you never get enough time to pick them all up because you run out of the game too quick.
Yeah, so all in all, there's no depth to it, and you're forced through the game at a rate which isn't under your control. And it's just meh. Like I said, I've not played it in a week.
Hmm.
I mean, the things I would do to rectify it. One, you instead of making friends and killing things as a progress bar, use your DNA points to spend money on your brain. So there's actually a reason to go through successive generations.
See,
and unlock all the parts. So you've got all the parts. You shouldn't, you know, how the fuck does an animal go through the woods, find a dead, like, I don't know, a dead pig, and then suddenly have the ability to have a pig face? It's like,
yeah.
What?
It needs
to... It's like they tried to make some sort of gameplay mechanic out of it when it just didn't need a gameplay mechanic. And the reason they were so desperate to make it a gameplay mechanic is because there's no fucking gameplay anywhere else in the game.
Yeah. The only other way you could do it is build in a gameplay mechanic that would have been saying, right, if you wanted to be able to have wings and be able to fly...
Oh, I don't give a toss about flying.
You'd have to have done something. Like if you had
climb up a tree and then slowly glide or something.
Yeah, you would have to have done things to... You keep doing it, and then eventually you evolve into being able to have that thing. So you're constantly trying to reach up and get on your hind legs, and before you know it gives you the ability to get rid of those front legs or whatever. You know, but fair enough, that is a lot to put in to try and...
That'd be difficult to do. Just have it all the parts are available.
Yeah.
That's just as acceptable.
And then if you're constantly having a fight with the fact you can't evolve your creature too far because of DNA points, because you're having to spend them on your brain if you want to evolve a bit more, and it takes a long time to do that, so you're having to fight between the two, or you make the game last for absolute ever because you have a really cool creature but you don't spend them on the DNA points and your creature evolves slowly. Instead of it
and
being...
And kicks ass.
Yeah, so you don't have these handcuffs.
Because he's got loads of teeth and 50 arms and is really epic.
The other thing is, you can't get to the point where you're an epic creature. You have those epic creatures coming around, but you can never be one of those.
Just look, I want to be one of those. First time I saw one, I was like, wow, I want to be one of those.
Yeah, that's what
and
I want.
And the thing is, you couldn't do that because the game will progress, and then that's basically the creature stage over and done with. You can't sit there and play the creature stage for 10 hours and get really powerful.
Now, the friends thing. Now, straight away, when I started playing the game, I knew straight away I was going to be a carnivore. That's what I was aiming for.
I was a plantosaurus.
But I presumed that being the... going for the plant section, I was presuming it was going to be very similar to how I was creating my creature at first in the cell stage, where you had electricity...
You go around and you eat things.
Electricity and the poison. And I thought, well, they're quite good defenses. You put them on the back. I'm trying to eat something at the front, but I'm pumping poison out the back. If something tries to eat me... he gets poisoned. And I thought, well, that's probably what being the vegetarian section is actually quite like, is the fact that you're forever trying to
add defenses to your body.
Your defenses, so you've got to put spines on to stop them eating you, so you're going to keep your eyes looking for this big epic creature or a creature like my dinosaur running around while you're trying to get at this bush. You've got to run over here, get this bush, get as many as you can, and then you've got to run as fast as you can to get this other one, and maybe some sort of camouflage, and you've got to hide in the bush, wait for it to sneak past, and it's more of a stealth game.
That would be so much better than making fucking friends. No offense, but you don't see animals going to other animals' nests and making friends. If they're going to the other nests, they're going there to have a fucking fight.
Now,
when was the last time you saw a polar bear come up to a penguin and they were friends?
Yeah. The only time that the friendship thing should ever be used...
Wait, polar bears and penguins live at opposite poles, but never mind that.
Yeah. Well, they might be in the cold section at the zoo, and they've got a piece of perspex between them, and the penguin's kind of like, hello, and the polar bear's like, ooh, lunch.
I mean, come on, get real.
But yeah, the friendship should be only been there in a small percentage for you to be able to make friends with another member of your species to make the pack.
Exactly,
together.
Because that social aspect is what would then generate the tribal stage. It would just sort of flow naturally out of it.
Yeah.
But instead it's like, bleh.
You know, I don't mind the whole trying to make friends with the tribe and the tribal roots and you bringing the gifts and stuff like that.
That sort of thing is perfectly acceptable because that is also realistic.
Yeah, tribes, you know, would have tried to make friends.
Brains and the ability for animals to be social within their little groups develop simultaneously.
Yeah.
So that would be a natural thing to do. You're not making fucking friends with some fucking elephants over there. When was the last time you saw a Neanderthal walk up to a fucking woolly mammoth and try and be its friend? It's out there, fucking kill it. And the woolly mammoth is there to munch some grass or something.
But you would never see a zebra or a gazelle or an elephant go near each other to try and communicate.
How will you be my friend?
If you're going to go on
and about, especially, they wouldn't fucking dance and sing and stuff like that to do it. It's like, oh. This game is the biggest disappointment in all of gaming history.
You had singing and you had dancing, right? But you didn't get any of those in the tribal stage. All you got were the different instruments. Where if you had some guys and they're trying to dance and they're doing this tribal dance and they're, you know, it's this whole, you've got a tribal thing for you and you're kind of like this sort of thing and it's like, oh, you're not communicating and then you just go, wah, 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 and you just go into a full battle on someone's doorstep because they didn't communicate properly and someone tried to say hello and all they did was stick two fingers up at you and you're kind of like, you took that the wrong way. You know, it could have been more of this sort of thing where if you don't get it right, you might start a war or something. All the communication stuff should have been left for the tribal stage. And any communication should have been communication between your own species, and then it should have been you either hunt or you survive.
You either hunt or you hunt plants.
It's survival of the fittest. You're hunting and gathering your food, and you're eating it off the bushes, and you're trying to be the prey and not be hunted, or you're the hunter hunting for your prey and whatever. And they should have had certain things where you didn't quite like a certain species. Like, you could try and eat this thing that's got four legs and a big trunk, and then you go eat this thing, and then you have this thing, and all of a sudden your character's like, and he vomits because he ate this creature, and you're kind of like, oh, right, I don't want to eat that. And he starts
eating. I don't like things with trunks.
You start getting a favourite flavour or something like that. That would have been a bit, you know, going a bit more realistic, because kids are going to be playing this, and they need to. You're going on for something that does exist, evolution. And it's about animals and creatures that evolve. Now, fair enough, it's supposed to be on loads of different planets and it's not supposed to be on Earth, but get a little bit of similar to what's actually happening on this planet.
The thing is, I don't blame EA whatsoever for this. This is Maxis's fault. EA gave Maxis a wider berth for this, and Maxis, they tried to dumb it down and make it appeal to like this really mainstream audience.
They tried to make it.
But the thing is, it's so mainstream, a fucking monkey could play it and know what's going on. It's like they don't patronize people by making it so fucking stupid that, you know, biggest disappointment in all of gaming history.
This could have been something that if you were like dual screening, you could have had up and played while you were like surfing the internet and stuff like that. Now this is something that I'm going to play.
And the thing
is,
I can point out to like four or five things they could have done with the game which should have improved it drastically.
Yeah.
And
where really I was hoping for just nitpicking.
Yeah, I mean, there's always something to nitpick about.
Yeah.
But, like I said, there's just a few changes they could have made. Like, relatively simple changes as well. Not changes which would break the whole gameplay mechanic or anything like that. Just a few changes they could have made, like spending the points on your brain so that it's a conscious decision which direction you want to go at a certain time instead of just making it this bar which slowly goes up as you just do your thing. Making it so the creature stage, you're not making friends with other creatures. You're either gathering plants and evolving to try and survive from the predators around you by putting spikes and things on your body, not evolving things so you can sing better and try and be people's friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, Will Wright, go out into a jungle. Did you ever see animals prancing around trying to be each other's friends?
Well, that's the thing, though. What you just said there does happen. You do see animals prancing around.
Yeah, with members of their own species.
Yes, with the members of their own species for the whole concept of mating. So he could have gone OTT on what he did there for the fact that you've got to make sure you've got the right colours and the right plumage and you've got to do the right dance, otherwise you don't mate.
I am not a stupid bird.
And, you know, you could have had something like that if you don't do the right things, you don't get to mate. If you don't get to mate, you don't get to spend your DNA points and evolve your creature. You could have put that in and people would have accepted that, but the idea of doing it, I just ignore it. It's like, I'm going to be a Metasaurus every time I play that damn game.
I like I said, I made a new character. He looks like a sort of dinosaur dude, and it's like I'm playing it and eating dudes, and it's like, yeah, this is more fun, but all the points I've made still stand, and I just can't be bothered to play this game. I'll just go and play World of Warcraft with my friends, who I will make friends with because they're a dwarf, and dwarves and humans are closely related, unlike the stupid forearm dude with the funny heads over on that nest over there
who I tried to talk to and they didn't like the way I dance.
So yeah,
it's cuddly wuddly fluffy, one of those games that should have stayed the way it looked when we first saw it.
I mean, the warning signs were coming from early this year that they were making it fluffy wuffy and cuddly.
The interface, as soon as I started playing the downloaded demo for the creator, I was like, this is cool, but it's like, ooh, this just looks like Sims. And nothing wrong with Sims, but it was just kind of like, you could, the fact that there was no need to do it, straight away you thought, ooh, they're trying to go for that market. They made an absolute fortune on Sims with a certain type of market, with little girls playing dolls with it, and that whole, it's a great game for a market that's never, ever been able to be designedly touched, ever.
The thing is, the Sims was also a good game for actual gamers as well.
Yeah. You just got to do what you wanted, sort of thing.
The thing is, it did get attached to it this sort of, you know, stigma about being a game for people who aren't proper gamers. But let's face it, The Sims, you know, I did.
Which is funny because it's a simulation of life. You just, like, played out life.
Yeah. I did play The Sims, both Sims 1 and Sims 2, and they were good concepts. Sims 1 had a few issues I had with, like being that stupid, why won't my dude walk around there, and you know, you're trying to walk him over here, but those are all technical issues.
Yeah.
Not issues with the actual gameplay, but this, it's not so much technical, other than the UI, which is dreadful. But, so I'll just list off a few things I think they could do to improve it. One, get rid of the stupid progress bar. Spend the points on the brain manually in the creature editor. Two, don't make me have to go around and pick up all the parts. Just give me all the parts. Three, if I want to spend 30 minutes in the creature stage and get through it really quickly, I should be able to do that. Or, if I want to spend 6 hours on it and become the most powerful creature in the whole world and kick everyone else's asses, I should be able to do that before, you know, going on to spend my points on my brain and going to tribal. Tribal, not too bad. I thought it was a bit camp with the way you make friends with other tribes. With the whole music and dancing. What about saving a tribe, like, because they're short on food and you offer them some of your own food? They could have done much more things like that. Civilization stage wasn't too bad, but I thought they should...
Too basic. Everything was too basic because it was too
much. Yeah, there was just like one type of unit, and you had religious or, you know, economic or military types of cities, and that was it. So that was, it wasn't too bad, but changes on that. Make it more in depth. Break the city stage out, so first you actually build a city, and then that city's influence spreads and it goes into the civilization stage. So you should break those two stages out, because it would be good to have like just a city creator where you create a big city for all your happy people, and then you go out and
I was a bit disappointed with the civilization stage, with the fact you just got the standard map of being able to drop on blocks with these weird coloured beams that jump across to make them happy, and it was kind of like, alright, so I just build a house, and I don't have to actually have
the
house.
There was no actual
factory and entertainment, and then I've got the standard sire, and you design all those, and that is really intuitive, the way that you can really build what you want.
It's just a shame the stuff I build looks like shit, but never mind, that's my artistic abilities.
But it was just the fact that from then onwards, it's kind of like, yeah, you could put all these trees, and I was like, yeah, this is cool, put all the trees in it. I've got a little picnic area and a wishing well.
There was no actually building any cities in it.
And then you drop that in there, and it's kind of like, well, I can't actually see it now. It just looks like a roof.
Yeah, it's like, meh. So I still think they should have broken the city stage out of civilization and make it so I actually build a city. Instead of just having like a base where you've got a template where you can put some things down in.
Because that's the thing, it's like, it felt like they were giving the option to build your city, but at the end of the day, it was as in-depth as the cities are in Civilization. But in Civilization, it's not about what you see on the city. It's just a representation of a city with a few things to represent what's been built there, and a road's going off, and a soldier twice the size of the city stood there. It's to represent what's there. It's not actually what's there, it's a representation. And this felt like you gave the option to build what's there, but you only got a representation at the end of the day. And it was kind of like, well, why did the point did I design it? Because all I'm getting is a few rooftops. I can't see the I can't even see my freaking front door anymore. Why? Why bother? I might as well just have three bloody Lego blocks.
Adam is pissed off now.
Yeah, just three Lego blocks. Stuff it.
What else? Space stage, oh god, there's so much I could change with that. One, give me all my powers. Sure, the money concept in it.
Straight away, you bump into an alien race. You're forced into finding that alien race and having to go into a few missions. You have to do missions all the time.
I don't want to do missions. I will do missions to my home planet, like they give me a mission to explore this world over here. Or, you know, make a colony over there. I don't mind those sort of missions because those are the sort of missions a dude on a spaceship would do for his home planet. That's what he's being told to do.
Straight away, you realise you're
not doing missions for these fucking four-eyed aliens over there.
And straight away, you realise that, okay, no one lives in your solar system, but you've just been evolved straight into someone else's back door who everyone else is more evolved and more civilised, or not so civilised, but they're further on evolved than you are. And straight away, you're kind of like, you're at the bottom of the rung. And fair enough, games have to push you to the bottom of the rung, but this was kind of like, here, have the universe, do what you want with it. No, here's the universe, do what we say you want to do with it. And have fun while we tell you what to do. Yeah. I kept hitting the, no, I'd much rather go and explore myself, but you still can't get away without jumping
in. No, because you just don't have the tools there to do anything.
Yeah. It's one of those games where you really, really want to complete it all the way to the very end and then go, right, let's start again, and this time I will enjoy it. Because you've got everything unlocked.
But that's what I try to do, and it's just like, meh. So yeah, Spore, last week I said 3 out of 5, this week 2 out of 5. I've had more time to think it over.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, just for the fact that I haven't even been dragged to being playing it. I actually constantly played it because, like, when I played Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, I like that because I need goals. I need to have something that, not that the game's telling me you want to have. It's something that I like. Oh, I can't wait till I get that gun. I can't wait till I've got that. I can't wait till I wear that hat or that suit. It drives you to play the game.
Yeah, if the missions gave you a reward
that you want to have,
instead they give you a bit of money.
Yeah. So,
but I've got the money, but I still can't use any of the tools. Because apparently you've got to find the tools on different planets, which means you've got to explore, which means you've got to bump into these alien races who really don't like you, and you know, it's like, ugh.
Yeah. When I played Ocarina of Time, I played constantly because I just wanted to get to the point where he got the horse, and once I got the horse I played with it constantly, then I carried on to what I wanted, which was the better sword. Now on this, I was as everyone knows who's listening since we started talking about Spore, I've just always wanted to create my own moon base. So as soon as I managed to get the thing to make my own base, I went straight up onto the local moon of the planet and made a base. And from what it looked like, without that classic dome and the being able to watch them explode when you drop the alien on the planet and stuff like that, I was just kind of like, this is so lame in comparison to that original demo. What I have been playing that game hardcoring to actually experience, I was disappointed in it, and I actually haven't played it since. Actually, the only last time I played it was on my lap just before the show last week. And I was playing with my X-Wing and trying to play around with stuff, and we were playing with those cheats. I haven't even played it since then. Not even that fast.
Let's see on my computer, it says I last played it. Last played on the 9th, so that was, on Tuesday, I last played it.
So yeah, big disappointment. I'm not saying it's a crap game. There might have been people out there who would not have liked it if it turned out the way that it did on the original demo lookout. What we fell for. The thing that we fell in love with that game and got so excited and passionate about, which doesn't exist in the game now. Some people probably wouldn't have liked that. And there are probably quite a lot of people out there that the game that has been designed in that way, they really do like. Fair enough. I'll accept that. And the game will probably sell. But I'm not one of those people.
For gamers who, you know, follow a game from when it's announced, and then we get something which is completely different to what we thought it would be, and it was. I'll tell you what it's like. It's like 2 years ago, they looked up and said, shit, we can't do this. Let's make a similar game instead. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's like they ran into some big technical issue and they couldn't pull it off, and so they just made this sort of dumbed down version instead. So yeah, 2 out of 5. I wish I hadn't bought it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If I had to put a disc in to play it, I'd never play it again.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't play it again.
Because I can play it without a disc, I might start it up and play it for 5 minutes and realise, oh wait, I don't like this game, and close it back down.
Yeah. It's going to be that game I have on my Mac that I'll just pick up and play now and again when I'm somewhere that has no internet access.
Yeah, when Adam's without internet or anything else to do, he might load it up.
Yeah.
Dude, just get yourself a freeware chess game.
I've got chess on my Mac already.
Nah, sort you don't need sport.
Yeah, I got chess.
Just get Snakes and Ladders, that will do.
OS X comes with chess, thank God.
Oh, wow. So they're slowly copying the mighty games. Does it have a Spider Solitaire game?
No, it's just got chess.
It doesn't have Spider Solitaire?
No, it's just got chess.
Damn, if you told my mum that, she'd kill you. What? This computer doesn't have Spider?
It's not a computer. Right, that's all I've got to say.
Yep, what are we doing next week? I'm leaving on Thursday. I'll be back Sunday, but I probably won't be back.
Do you want to move it till Monday? Because I'm going away for the weekend to Sarah for her birthday, so I probably won't
be back. Okay, so we'll do it on the Monday.
We'll do the show Monday.
Okay, so 1-3-3 next Monday.
Yep.
Send us some letters as well. Yeah, what's everyone's opinions on Spore?
Yeah, we want to know what people think of Spore.
I want 10 letters about Spore so I can read them out on the show.
We need to know, what do you want added into it? What do you want taken out of it? Are you actually absolutely happy? Are you kind of like, this is better than what we were going on about? You know,
if you were going to say that, I'm going to write a letter back saying you suck.
So yeah, we want to know what people who played Spore think of Spore.
Okay.
Right, we'll see you guys next week.